Charlie Nikoloff is here from the Center of the American Experiment, a think tank in Minnesota that does some great work. I read their magazine monthly. It's chock full of interesting things. It is informative, gets you motivated, and they are making some stops yesterday. St. Cloud, Fergus Falls, Alexandria. Today, Moorhead and Thief River Falls. Tomorrow, Bemidji. They'll also be in Brainerd and on to Duluth as well. Charlie, how are you?
Great, Scott. It's great to be with you.
Good to be with you. Charlie's an old friend.
Yeah.
We've known each other a long time and have a lot of fun together and tackle some important issues.
Once in a while we get there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. And this one is just a shake-your-head kind of moment. What I mean?
Yeah, it sure is.
How did this come to be?
You know, I that's a really good question. I think the explanation that makes the most sense to me is that the Walz administration has, like every administration, has its constituencies that it feels beholden to. And I think in this case, you've got some extreme environmentalism that thinks that moving ahead with these policies that are being proposed for the auto dealers makes sense in an environment where, for multiple reasons, they not only don't make sense, but they are sort of the antithesis of making sense. You know, we're in a state that has done a remarkable job in getting its air clean and cleaner. We're in a state that has tackled a lot of the issues that have not been tackled, frankly, in California and other places that are dealing with these problems. And to say that by fiat, by rulemaking, not even going through the legislature, that there's an urgency here to do this is simply incredible.
And the thing I'm amazed at, you're probably right. This is probably part of their mosaic of their clean agenda. So somebody early on in the administration whiteboards, what are we going to accomplish?
Yep.
We're going to shut down Line 3. Mm-hmm. We want to send a message. We don't want energy development in Minnesota. We're going to go through our laundry list. This one would come up and say, we want the California car mandate, but there's no way legislature passes this.
Mm-hmm.
We got one body Republicans, one body Democrats. Mm-hmm. Not going to happen.
This one too, even been voted for by a number of people in the Democratic caucus, not just Republicans who have been against this.
So they know that.
They know that.
So then they say, well, how do we do it? Well, here's how we do it. We'll just get this out there and hope this doesn't get a lot of attention.
Right.
And that's why we're glad there's a Center of the American Experiment going, whoa, wait a minute here.
Amen.
Wait a minute. What's the goal here? Make enough noise to stop this?
Yeah, I think that's really what we're doing here, because absent the ability of the legislature to get in the way, absent the complete wild card of trying to do something in court, it really still, in politics, is still about marshaling forces of people, just everyday people in towns around the state. And by the way, as is the case with a lot of things, this is something that would, of course, hurt outstate Minnesotans, rural Minnesotans, a lot more than metro area Minnesotans. So,
Why is that?
Because these rules would really augur to the benefit of a handful of people who are electric car enthusiasts in the metro area, where there is some infrastructure and some ability to successfully have a car, an electric vehicle. There's very little infrastructure outstate. 87% of all the electric vehicles on the road right now in Minnesota are in the 7-county metro area.
I mean, if somebody decides to buy a Tesla or whatever electric car, God bless them.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
It's like a Porsche or, whatever your flavor is that you really want to buy. That's the great thing about America. But the idea here is then you're going to decide, as in Governor Walz is going to decide through this mandate, what choice I have when I go to the car lot.
Yeah, and the Metro Auto the Minnesota auto dealers, that we're conducting this tour with are clear. They're not against the technology. They're not against the advancement of the electric car industry. It's just about this enacting this policy is not going to help advance that cause, and it's just going to hurt all Minnesotans, their ability to buy the cars that they need and want, their ability to buy the trucks that they need and want. It's going to increase everybody's prices. It's going to increase the level of regulation in the state, and it is not going to move the needle on clean air. So it's really the governor tried to present this last spring as a win-win-win, and it's actually a lose-lose-lose. It doesn't work in any scenario.
just read an email from Al and Diane in Alexandria, and they said, thank you for telling us about this event. Very informative. I attended the meeting and learned the truth of the California car mandate flying under the radar by order of the governor. Hopefully it can be stopped. There is good information at this event. Nothing else gets you enough information to be able to talk to enough folks that, again, you hopefully stop this. Mm-hmm. Because if you're in Minnesota, you clearly don't want this.
No.
You don't in any,
No, and actually, it's bad also for people on the Dakota side of the border, both North and South Dakota, because as many people know, in western Minnesota and in eastern Dakotas, a lot of the car buying and truck buying that takes place happens, you know, people going each way. And if Minnesota is forced to have only California regulation authorized cars and the Dakotas don't have those policies, now you take away the ability of dealers to trade back and forth with each other across the border, and you take away people's selections, options, you raise costs both ways. Again, just bad all the way around.
The events that you've done, St. Cloud, Alexandria, Fergus Falls today, Moorhead, still more to come. We'll tell you about that in a second, have brought out some good-sized crowds to get informed on this. This is certainly in the weeds a little bit as far as policy is concerned, but enough concern that people are coming out and getting informed on it, which is great. What are you hearing from them?
Oh, it's for a lot of people, it is an eye-opener. People are coming not exactly sure what they're going to hear, but They are grateful when they see the entire presentation laid out and understand just what's going on. Both, again, it's kind of both things. It's the fact that the governor is really trying to just do this through a flat out skirt the legislature rulemaking.
Fiat's been my favorite
fiat
word.
Fiat is the term.
Yeah.
And also then to see what the costs and the implications of this and the net, you know, non-moving of the needle for the clean air that Minnesota already have. We are sitting here in 2020 in one of the cleanest places, not just in the country, but in the world. And that's because Minnesotans and Minnesota businesses and Minnesota government at all level have already done a lot of the heavy lifting needed to get there over the last 20 years.
Thief River Falls later today at 5:30 at the Thief River Golf Club. Tomorrow morning, Bemidji Hampton Inn and Suites, beautiful location there along Paul Bunyan Drive in Bemidji. Tomorrow also in Brainerd at 12:30 p.m. at the Arrowwood Lodge at Brainerd Lakes. And then also wrapping up in Duluth, 5:30 tomorrow, Blackwoods Grill and Bar on London Road. If you go to nocacars.com,
That's
no CA for California, cars.com, there's a complete listing there. So you can find those dates and times and places for later today and also tomorrow. Anything else you want to tell us, Charlie?
No, just, Scott, really excited about to be working with you on this and on the other things that, you know, that we're working with you on at the center. We're trying to be a voice for all Minnesotans, and you've been speaking to a lot of Minnesotans and a lot of people in the Dakotas for a long time, and we're happy to be, you know, united with you on this as usual.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Charlie. AmericanExperiment.org. Get that magazine. It is a good one called Thinking Minnesota. More after this.